Eat shit and die. You don't even know what I'm excited about. You don't even know what I'm excited about. You don't even know. I don't even know if I'm going to tell you now.
Is it the $300 shit box we're going to go get?
No, no. Well, I am excited about that.
What are you excited about?
Well, when this podcast releases, it'll be the 24th of November, which is the day Treaty Oak Revival finally releases another fucking album.
Finally
releases another album.
Blind racist will keep it.
Grab me one of those, por favor, senor. Jeez, ow, it's been so long since they've released an album.
I'm kind of stoked for that, too.
I'm fucking hot and ready for it here.
Hot and ready,
hot
he says.
Hot and ready, fucking Little Caesar style.
Buddy's edging to it.
I'm Buddy's edging to it. I've seriously cannot wait for it to come out. It's going to be, I love that band.
It sucks that it's not Wednesday.
Right?
Then we could listen to it on Blackout Wednesday and really black out.
Right? I also have to work the 24th. Fun fact of the day.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Shut up. Actually, we have the day off, but I said I'd come in and work because there's a guy that needs work done, and it's an easy job, so I'll just do it. It's no biggie.
That's fair.
It's just a fucking... You gotta take the transmission out and reseal the fucking front of the transmission.
Big transmission guy.
Huge transmission guy.
Huge transmission guy.
What are you fucking... this guy's stacking his fucking cans. He's got three of them over there. I'm only on my second one right now.
Welcome back to Wrench Draggy Radio.
Yeah. By the way, just in case nobody knew.
I don't even know why you guys listen to this shit.
I don't either.
It sucks.
We think it sucks. Because it's literally just us sitting here and talking. Today, though, you get a story. Story time with Uncle Goose.
Can I sit on your lap?
Please don't call me Uncle Goose.
please. No, I'm just going to call you Daddy Goose.
No, God.
You're still digging. Keep digging.
I'm not going to keep digging. Shut up. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. You're just digging.
Digging for what?
I don't know. Your grave.
I'm not. Shut up. Oh, my God. Speaking of my grave, my girlfriend was picking through my hair the other day. And
you got fucking... Did you get diagnosed with cooties?
No.
You got diagnosed with gay the other day.
No, I have...
Fuck, it's me. Never mind.
I have gray hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of it.
Well, you know.
On the back of my head.
Uh-huh.
This is not going to be fun. My mom's side of the family grays really fast. And, apparently, it's starting for me earlier than it did for her.
Start telling people you're, like, 40.
After I start getting a little salt and pepper going on, I really think I could pass for 40. Especially if I grow my beard out.
Everyone's like, man, I wonder how young I can look. And we're like, let's see how old we can make ourselves look.
Oh, man, I've wanted to make myself look older since I was 16 so I could buy cigarettes and beer.
You can do that!
What? No, I could
buy cigarettes and beer now.
I can do that now. Yeah, I know, but
this hole in my pants is it's pissing me off.
Yeah? Fuck it.
No, it's my favorite pair of jeans.
Oh, you don't want to fuck your favorite pair of jeans?
No.
You don't want to fight a fucking tight little dussy? It's a little denim.
It's a genussy.
It's a genussy.
You know, while we were cutting that deer open the other night.
Where is this going?
I called it a dussy.
I fucking can't.
It didn't even have a dussy. It was a buck.
It was a buck? Was it a debussy then?
No, it was just a dussy.
What did your brother-in-law say?
He laughed.
He laughed. I can just see your brother-in-law laughing at that.
In all fairness, when he shot it, he thought it was a doe.
Did he really?
Yeah, it was a little... Little button buck.
It was
guy.
A little button buck. Are
yeah,
you fucking kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he smoked a button buck last night.
Was it getting kind of dark and
Or was it real early in the morning?
No, it was a 30-yard shot. Well, that's not horrible. That's good. That's good. That's a good distance for a bowl.
That is a good distance, but still 30 yards and you couldn't... Really?
Yeah, it's a butt. I mean, butt and buck don't have but a little nubby. You can't tell.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it wasn't even through its fur.
Oh, it wasn't yet?
No, that's what a button... I mean, in my mind, okay. That's what a button is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you can't... You can't distinguish from that distance.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking hunt, so...
You know, it sucks. Don't do it.
Yeah, poor dumbass over here has went hunting how many times this year?
Yep.
How many deer have you seen?
One.
That sucks, doesn't it?
It's not great.
This is why I don't hunt.
I'm still new to it. I'm still figuring it out.
I know you're still new to it and figuring it out, but fucking...
I do enjoy it. It's nice to just sit out there. It's quiet and the bullshit goes away for a little bit.
I would not be able to stay quiet enough.
That's probably half my problem.
Story time with Goose.
Dunkle Goose.
Don't call me Uncle Dunkle Daddy nothing.
Daddy Uncle Goose. Dunkle Goose.
Fucking hate it here.
Sex icon 2023.
Fuck off. God damn it. That fucking meme. I swear to God. Today we're going to tell...
You have tattoos? Sinner.
Shut up! Fuck off! God, I'm smoking my last cigarette right now at the beginning of this shit. Ugh. Today we're going to tell the story of... You know, we told a couple weeks ago the fucking... sorry, I got a fucking burp here and
did
talk.
You just come?
No, I burped. Fuck you. The story of, yeah, we told Goose versus Georgia a couple weeks ago.
I bet it was close to a month ago now.
Was it close to a month ago now?
I bet.
I don't know. My perception of time sucks ass.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This story, we kind of, started calling it the South Dakota runs.
Yeah.
So.
This is going to be informative for me, too. I'm like, I know, but I don't know.
You don't know, but you know. Like, you have an idea of what it was, but, like, you're not sure.
I don't think I've ever even gotten the full story. Like, to be straight
really?
With you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess everybody's hearing this for kind of the first time. So.
Fucker.
What year was that?
It was probably 2 years ago. Like, I think I remember when you guys did it.
No, it was over 2 years ago, actually. I wasn't 21 yet.
Where are you, 23?
I'm 23 now. But I was not even 21 yet. It was, it would have been... No, this happened in 2021, but I wasn't 21 yet. Neither me nor Throttle Jockey were 21 yet, which was...
Throttle Jockey.
Yeah, though. You didn't know that's what I called him?
Is that what we're calling him?
Yeah, that's what we can call him that now, but that's what my nickname for Logan is Throttle Jockey. Because he drove truck at a million fucking miles an hour for fucking forever. God, that guy used to fucking pack away the miles. So, when we left high school, I grew up with Throttle Jockey, Logan. Logan left high school and immediately started a trucking company on his own.
He did do that.
One-man band, single-owner-operator trucking company. With a setback axle 1988 International 9300 day cab.
The gal.
It was a fucking gal. I loved that truck. Loved it to death. It had a cool set of fucking miter cut stacks on the back of it. It was lit up. I mean,
the
lit
paint
up.
Was pretty tits.
The paint was pretty tits. So, yeah, he wrecked that thing when somebody pulled out in front of him. Insurance gave him enough money to actually paint the thing and make it look good.
Sure.
It was like an eggshell white with a set of maroon stripes going down the side of the thing. Setback axle. It had a big, dumb, fuck-off steel bumper after that wreck. With the miter cut stacks on the back of it, it had lights across the back of the cab. And then it had a set of fucking lights coming down the side, too. And, I mean, this
didn't
thing...
Didn't it actually... No, it had a sleeper on it, didn't it?
It did from factory, but it did not have one when Logan bought it.
I thought he took it off.
Mm-mm. When Logan bought that truck, it did not have a sleeper on it. He bought that truck, and it was green. because he bought it from Dirty Mike's dad or grandpa.
That checks out.
It was a company truck from them. This thing had a Big Cam 4 and a 9-speed with a set of 411 rear ends in it. I know this truck fucking front to back.
Yeah, you do. You did a lot of work to that truck.
I have thousands of hours and work on this truck, and I still, to this day, love it to death. And if it were to come up for sale and I had the money, I would probably, honest to God, buy it and bring it back to what it deserves. And probably put a fucking cat in it, because that goddamn Big Cam is wore the fuck out.
Yeah, that old gal's tired.
That thing needed an overhaul 800,000 miles ago.
Uh-huh.
And that was when Logan bought it.
It's only worse now.
It's only so much worse now. It needs a set of injectors, something bad. It burns and leaks oil and coolant. I mean, the fucker gets the job done. It's got a brand new 9-speed in it, because 2 weeks after Logan started driving truck, the transmission went out. 2 weeks into owning his business, the transmission in that truck went
out. Welcome to business ownership.
Yeah, right, exactly. Logan owned a frameless end dump, and he kind of hauled with it whatever for a while, and then he got into ag shit and hauled ag with this frameless end dump. Well, because he wasn't making a whole lot of money starting out, he eventually went to doing chickens, too.
Yep.
So a big thing around here in our area is night trucking chickens. So what Logan would do is he would unhook from his frameless end dump at the end of the day, like 5:36, maybe 6:30 o'clock. He would unhook from his end dump, and he would bobtail his truck to go grab a chicken trailer wherever the chicken trailer was. He would then empty, drive to go pick up chickens, drive to drop off chickens, and then drive to drop the trailer back off, and then by the time all that was said and done, it was
about time to run end up again.
It was 6:37 o'clock in the morning, if not earlier than that, and he was hooking up to his trailer and he was running again. Well, when you're the thing about chicken trucking around here is you can sleep, but you can only sleep when you're loading or unloading.
Yeah.
You have about an hour and a half to 2 hours of time, depending on what's going on, that you can grab sleep. So Logan could get about 4 hours of sleep a night, ishly, depending.
Yeah, give or take.
So Logan came to me, and he said, "Hey, man, I'm fucking sick and tired of sleeping across my two fucking seats in this truck, because it's a day cab truck. My fucking PTO levers dig into my ribs, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, fuck that.
I'm sick of it. See if you can find me a sleeper for this truck." And I was like, okay, we'll see if we can't find a sleeper for this thing. Well, I started looking around, trying to figure out where we're going to get a sleeper for this truck, yada, yada, yada. So I started hitting up Facebook pages, yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. We had a couple options I remember at the time, but the one option that shined above the others was a 60, well, no, I don't think it was a 60-inch sleeper. It was a step up from a coffin.
Yeah.
And so it had a closet in it. And some cabinets and a bed, like just a little bit bigger than a twin, and it was stationed in South Dakota. Price, free.
On the way,
exactly. I presented this to Logan. He said, "I think we should go get it." I said, "Okay." So Logan and I grabbed his, at the time, girlfriend. At the time, fiance. Grabbed her Duramax because it was the thing that we owned that could tow and got the best fuel economy.
Fair.
Because at the time, he still had that hopped-up Duramax.
Yeah.
Grabbed that thing, put a 100-gallon fuel cell in the back of it full of red-dyed diesel fuel, and grabbed a fucking dump trailer, because that's what we had that would fit this fucking sleeper. Grabbed a fucking dump trailer and fit the sleeper in, and proceeded to haul ass 13 hours to South Dakota. We were pulling over on the side of the road going over there just so we could fill the tank full of fucking fuel. Yep. I was flipping the fuel pump on. He was filling the tank on and off ramps and shit like that, just fucking getting it done. Well, we left, I'm trying to fucking remember. We left Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of when... I thought South Dakota was when you guys went and got that other truck.
I'm getting there. We're tying into that.
Oh.
There's a reason that we went to South Dakota to get that truck, and this is the reason that we went to go get that truck. We went and drove. I remember leaving Saturday. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. I don't remember what time we left. It was super late Saturday.
Yeah.
We proceeded to drive 13 hours. It was 13 or 14 hours all fucking night long and got there Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We got there the next day. Met this guy. Actually, didn't even get to meet the guy that was, like, selling the sleeper or giving us the sleeper. He was, at the time, up in New England somewhere.
Oh, way out of the way.
Way out of the way. And we were just meeting up with his dispatcher, because the dude hauls bees. Just hauls bees. That's his thing. He hauls bees. I was like, okay, whatever.
There's got to be money in that.
Oh, there's probably great fucking money in that. I don't know. But we got there, and we were talking to his dispatcher, this, that, and the other. This guy that had the sleeper, huge international guy.
Mm-hmm.
Loves international trucks. Well, the reason that the sleeper was free was because the sleeper was free to him, and he was just passing it on to us.
Sure.
But he was going to use it and chop it up to extend the sleeper on this gray international he had out in the parking lot that he had just finished. It was his first truck. He ended up finding it again and buying it back.
Oh.
He fixed it up, this, that, and the other. He wanted to extend the sleeper and make it bigger by combining these two sleepers that were the same size sort of deal. Well, we were like, let's see this truck. Okay, we'll go see it. So his dispatcher walks us out.
Sure.
We look at this thing. Flat gray international.
Mm-hmm.
9300. Set forward axle truck. Same sleeper that we're picking up on the back of this thing. I'm not sure what it had for rear ends in it, but they were fucking, they were like, I mean, you think of like tall rear ends. Yeah. This truck had some fucking long legs. I can tell you that. It had some fucking long ass legs. I'm not sure that they weren't smaller than like a 370 ratio for sure. It had a 10 speed in it, and they had swapped the 10 speed and a 3406E cat motor into a 1988 International 9300.
What a gal.
From a 99 International 9100. This motor had like all of a half million miles on it.
Yeah.
Ran like a fucking top. No jakes on this truck.
That's what's so funny to me about semis. Like, every normal person would be like, 500,000 miles? What the hell?
This motor's just broken,
dude,
baby.
She's good.
This 5EK, she's just fine.
Let her run.
She'll run. She'll run another half million before you think about overhauling it.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're looking at this thing and looking at it. We got this sleeper loaded up in this dump trailer on this Duramax. And we're looking at it, and Logan's like, I really like this truck. This is a nice truck. I'm like, dude, I don't blame you. It's a nice truck. You think you might want to buy it off of him? If you want to talk to him? And Logan's like, yeah, let's call him up. And we dubbed this. We gave this guy the name. We dubbed him South Dakota Steve. That's the name we dubbed this guy. So South Dakota Steve, we call South Dakota Steve up, and I'm inside, and I'm talking with South Dakota Steve on the phone, and I'm looking at this International 9400 cab, this day cab 9400 cab that he had stretched the back of and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like you see on Peterbilt and what have you, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, how about this truck you have out in the parking lot? You know, I'd really like to see that thing go home with us. And he's like, blah blah. And I'm not going to tell you guys prices or nothing like that, just because it's nobody's business. But we kind of talked back and forth, yada yada yada. And Logan was like, I really don't know that I like the price on this thing. You know, it doesn't have good rubber on it.
Sure.
I don't know hardly anything about it. I haven't gotten to drive it yet. And South Dakota Steve's like, all right, go drive it.
Great.
We're like, okay, yeah, sure. We're out of state and don't have a CDL for this state, but sure, I guess we'll drive it. We fucking grab this thing and go drive it around town for a little bit. And Logan's like, yeah, I fucking need this truck. Like, I want to have this thing something bad. I'm like, okay, you know, like, he's like, but I can't swing it right now. This, that, and the other, at least for the price he's asking.
Sure.
You know, and we can't take it home now. And I'm like, that makes sense. I get it. Well, we come back and talk to his dispatcher. We're like, we like it. We don't think we can get it now. If we do get it, we'll call you up, blah, 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 blah.
Sure.
He's like, okay, well, we'll see you guys later. Logan and I then proceed to, you might think, after driving all fucking night long and staying there until fucking whatever fucking time it was. I think we were leaving there at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll probably go find a hotel and sleep.
No.
No.
No, we're going home.
We're going home. I was driving through Chicago, getting my doors blown off by cars, and I was so tired that the road was, like, coming in on itself. Like, this is the first time I remember having, like, delusions while driving.
Yeah.
Because I was so tired. I thought there was dragons flying over the fucking highway. I was, like, the sky was moving and, like, the road was coming in on itself. And I'm getting it done going through Chicago. And I look down at my speedometer and I'm doing 80. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, we're making good time.
We're making good time, baby. I look in my mirror. I can see this sleeper teeter-tottering on these fucking blocks we have them strapped down to because we couldn't quite get it strapped down right because of this bracket it had underneath it and this, that, and the other. By the time we got to Chicago, we were out of fuel in our fuel cell, and I had to pull off into some fucking, like, ghetto-ass fucking fuel stop and get diesel fuel. I'm surprised they even had diesel over there.
Sure.
And we got home, and I looked at Logan, and I waved at him, and I said, I'll see you later. And I drove to the shop, and I fell asleep at 4, and I woke up at 7, and I worked a full day, and I went home and went to bed. Fast forward a couple weeks, this big cam starts having a little bit of trouble, and I can't fucking figure this thing out. I wasn't sure what was wrong with it. I had fucked with it and fucked with it and fucked with it and fucked with it, and I can't fucking figure it out. And Logan's finally like, you know what, screw it.
Sure.
Call up Steve. I'm like, you sure? He goes, yeah, for the amount of downtime I'll have in putting a motor in this truck. We did end up figuring out the motor later, which is a totally different story. For the amount of downtime I'll have in this motor, like, and what I'll probably pay in overhauling it and this, that, and the other, yeah. I can go buy this truck and have two trucks and yada, 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 and we can fix this thing on the side. And I'm like, okay, whatever you say. So I called him up, and we were stuck on a price. We were stuck flat on the price that he gave from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I kept talking to Steve and kept talking to Steve and kept talking to Steve. I'm like, dude, we can't do that. We can't swing that price. Like, come down. Like, so I guilt tripped him.
Ah, the guilt trip.
I guilt tripped the fuck out of poor South Dakota Steve. I was like, Steve, this was your first truck. He goes, yeah. I go, you remember having a hard time starting out driving in your first truck? He goes, yeah, I do. And I'm like, dude, that's exactly what's happening to my buddy right now. I was like,
right. He's just getting going.
He's just getting going. He hasn't owned this business more than, at the time, 2 years. I'm like, I would really appreciate if you could cut us a break and get us a set of rubbers on this thing and sell it to us for a better price.
Yeah.
And he kind of just goes, I'll tell you what. I'll back it down this much, and you pay for the rubber that I get at cost from the place across the road.
Sure.
It's yours. And I gave it to Logan, and he said, sold! And I immediately called Steve, and I said, sold! We're coming on our way! The big snag that Logan and I had with going to get this thing that we couldn't figure out because we just weren't sure with the legal stipulations at the time. And looking back, I'm still not sure if we were right or wrong about this. But Logan was concerned about driving this truck home because it was from South Dakota and we were from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Driving this thing home under the age of 21 with a CDL that only classifies him for in-state.
Well, yeah, because under 21 you can't travel out of state.
No, you can't. So,
you slapped off for hire on the side of it.
We should have, but we didn't do that.
That's what you do.
Well, what we did instead was we tried to get another buddy of ours to come drive the thing home.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it. So we were like, fuck, we're screwed. So, what we did instead was we left like at 2 a.m., Saturday or something like that.
Something stupid like that.
I was here all night Friday packing up a Montezuma toolbox, packing up my Montezuma full of tools, yeah, of everything I ever thought I might possibly fucking need to get this thing home. I brought my emergency box. I brought every tool I possibly thought I could need, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. Loaded it up in the back of this truck, and I went home, and I didn't sleep. I was like, fuck, I'm nervous about getting this thing home. I'll be 13 hours away with no help other than me and two other guys.
Yeah.
We're like fucking screwed if something happens, like big time screwed. Because we're doing this over the weekend and we're really doing most of the driving between Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be a job.
It's going to be a fucking job. So I got to Logan's at like 2 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we loaded up my toolbox in the back of a little Mitsubishi SUV that we rented. We rented a cute little Mitsubishi SUV and threw my toolbox in the back of it. Well, this thing was so funny looking. I have a video somewhere of it. Anyways, I get there, Logan and I drive, and we go pick up our buddy Curtis.
Oh, Curtis.
The short little Asian
fucker.
I didn't know
Curtis went.
Oh, yeah, Curtis went. Curtis, we show up and grab Curtis. Curtis had been awake drinking all night the night before. Because it's Curtis. We grab Curtis and throw him in the back seat, and he just fucking sleeps.
Yeah.
So Logan and I fucking bootleg it all the way up to South Dakota and just fucking we made pretty damn good time. Yeah. Going out there. I can't remember how fast we were going, but we were fucking getting her done. We got to South Dakota. We woke up Curtis. Logan and I are falling asleep the whole way driving. Just fucking falling asleep because he couldn't sleep either. Falling asleep the whole way driving. So we get there. I worked all day Friday, and so did Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Got there Saturday, like mid-morning or something like that. I mean, close to... it would have been like right after afternoon. Yeah, mid-afternoon we got there. We show up, South Dakota Steve is there this time. We actually get to meet this guy.
In the flesh.
In the flesh. South Dakota Steve is there in the flesh, and we actually get to meet this guy. So we shake hands and talk and yada, 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 and we run through the truck. I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and run through and grease it real quick. He's like, that's fine. You know, I don't know the last time it was grease, so go ahead and run through it. Check the oil, check the fluids, check it out, and... Then I'm like looking at the thing and I'm looking at Logan and Curtis and I'm like, I don't know what else to do now other than flat track it home.
Yeah, get in it and go home.
Get in it and fucking go home. So that's what we fucking did. We loaded up in this truck and drove in town and loaded her full of fuel.
Yeah.
We were getting going and... Logan and I were like, I was like, how fast does your international at home go? He goes, I GPS'd it one time, and about bobtail the most I can get it to do is close to 90. And I'm like, we'll see what this thing will do. He's like,
yeah, open her up.
He's like, okay. So he opens her up, and he has this, you know, because these gauges only go to 85.
Yeah.
He opens it up, and he has his phone sitting there, and we watch it hit 90.
And it just kept pulling.
It kept fucking
the
pulling.
The E-model's just singing.
It's just fucking rolling. When we hit 115, it still had more in it, and we let out of it. We decided that that was enough. It wanted more at 115 miles an hour.
That gal was angry.
We were cooking 115 miles an hour through fucking South Dakota. Fucking dumb. We took this thing... And we flat tracked it home, getting her done. Well, Logan, you know, at the time, was super fucking nervous about driving this thing home.
Yeah.
Because not only is he
understandably.
Driving... Understandably. He's driving out of state with no CDL.
Yeah.
I'm in the truck with him. We have a CB radio. We hooked up a CB radio to Curtis.
Yeah.
In the front seat, in the, I guess, the pilot car, if you will. The whole thing was like a fucking...
I can't believe you guys put a CB in it.
Yeah. Yeah. My CB... that I have sitting on top of my toolbox over there,
yeah,
is the CB radio that we put in Curtis's pilot car, and that's the radio that got us home. Because Curtis, we had two sets of radios. We had a set of radio that Curtis brought with, and we had my CB radio, and the truck had a CB. So we had Curtis a mile to a mile and a half ahead of us at all times, radioing back, matching our speed, and slowing down with us every time he saw a cop. We cooked anywhere from 85 to 90, going all the way home in an International 9300, just fucking getting her done. Logan Hab was nervous about this whole thing, so he grabbed his plate from his other International.
Stuffed it on that one.
And stuffed it on that one. And we ran home on that plate, going all the way home. Well, we were getting close to Chicago,
And Logan and I are fucking falling asleep driving this thing. I don't honest to God know how we were both awake at this point in time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because at this point, it's early Sunday morning, and I haven't slept since Friday.
Right.
We're going through this thing, and we're trucking through Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
coming down. And I'm like, pull over, find an off-ramp. We're getting close to Chicago. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, pull over, get over. Quit it. So he pulls off to a fucking off-ramp.
Yeah, we're taking a nap.
No, we're not taking a nap.
You're driving.
I'm not driving. It's kind of worse. Because we're kind of dickheads about this. He pulls off, and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, just watch. Curtis pulls off in front of us, and I open the back hatch of this thing. I get my tools out, and I proceed to take the plate off the front of this truck. We're driving a rental.
Yep.
We have no plate on the front of this truck, and we're going through Chicago. Because guess what? We're not paying fucking tolls. Because fuck three axles going through Chicago. The rental company will take care of the fucking toll fee.
They'll take care of the car, yeah.
They'll take care of the toll fee. We paid no tolls to get through Chicago. Granted, the first time we went through Chicago in the Duramax, we actually took the... You couldn't see the tag on the pickup itself because of the trailer.
Yeah.
So we took the... We took the tag on the fucking dump trailer and we kicked it a bunch and got it pulled halfway. We didn't pay tolls any time we went through Chicago on any of these fucking trips. Ripped the fucking tag off of this thing and start coming down through fucking Chicago. We get halfway through Chicago, whatever, and Curtis is like, I need fuel and I need fuel now.
Yeah.
We can't find anywhere when we're trucking through Chicago that we can pull off and we can get fuel together. So what Curtis does is he pulls off and grabs fuel on his own.
Yeah.
Well, our fuel gauge hadn't moved the whole time, and I just figured it was broken. And I was like, tell you what, I'm going to hop out real quick, and I'm shining my light down in the tank, because we were pulled over on the side of the fucking interstate waiting on Curtis.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to see how much fuel we have. I shine my light down in there, and I didn't see anything.
Es uno problema.
Es uno problema. There is no fuel in das tank. Oh, shit.
We need diesel.
I got over to the other side. That tank's fucking fuel. I'm like, great. The crossover's not working for some fucking reason. I tried to check it on the side of the road. I couldn't get it to fucking act right and everything. So we got it. We limped it to a fucking truck stop in Chicago. I don't remember which one it was. Nobody asked me. Filled that tank all the way back fuel. And we were all the way back full. And we like all wiped our foreheads that were beading sweat. And we were like, we were about to be fucking fucked on the side of this goddamn highway. Yeah,
you were dead in the road.
Yeah. Proceed to truck this thing all the way back home, and I have this video on my phone, and I radio forward to Curtis, and I said, Curtis, you got me? And he said, what's up? And I said, look at that. We made it home, baby. And right the second I said that, you watched the old Welcome to Indiana sign go right over the fucking truck. And Logan and I let out a fucking sigh of relief. We're like, fuck. We're within help.
Yeah, we're okay now.
We're within the distance of help now. Stopped up at the airport.
Did you bring 8090 back up?
8090? I don't remember. I think, yeah.
We've come through Chirac.
Yeah, we had to have. We stopped in at the airport, dropped off the car. That's where we rented the car at.
Oh, sure.
And grabbed my toolbox out of the back of it and strapped it down to the deck plate and ratchet, you know, and that way the toolbox didn't go nowhere. Well, driving back to the house,
mm-hmm.
I was sitting in the bunk. We had Curtis in the front seat, Logan driving, and I was sitting in the bunk, and I was falling asleep typing my phone password in. Just click, click, click. And I
can't do it anymore.
Yeah. And Curtis is like, dude, you're fucking spent. I'm like, yeah, dude, it's Sunday morning. I haven't, well, actually at that time, I had not legitimately been like asleep since when I woke up on Friday.
Yeah.
That was the last time that I got sleep was when I woke up Friday.
Yeah, but I mean, 48 hours.
Yeah. So I'm waking up and I'm falling asleep and waking up and falling asleep. We get to Curtis's. I pound a Red Bull real quick and drop off Curtis. I grab Logan's pickup from Curtis's place because we dropped off the car and that's where mm-hmm. Logan's truck was. And we drove back to Logan's. At the time, parents, because he just bought that house. And I got this video of this truck rolling, now that we finally have it in fucking Indiana, rolling down the fucking highway. Logan flips me off and takes off, and the smoke roars and rolls, and I'm like, fucking A. The International is fucking home.
She's home.
I got home. I have a picture of me on my Instagram in my red truck where you can just see the glassiness over my fucking eyes driving home in my pickup. And I got to the house and I took a shower. And
probably fell asleep for like 2 days.
I fell asleep for 14 fucking hours.
Yeah, you'll have that.
I legitimately sat down on the couch and I'm like, man, now that I'm awake, I mean, I'm not that tired. And I sat there.
And then you woke up.
Yeah, legitimately, I sat there and I leaned back on the couch and like put my feet up. And I remember I was in like a pair of sweats and like just a sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find anything to spit my chew in as I'm sitting there. And I had a Bush's baked beans can. Like, sitting here, like, against my chest that I was spitting in, and I was on my phone, and I was like, I'm not that tired, actually. I guess we'll see how long this lasts. And then I woke up.
Those are the ones that get you.
Oh, yeah.
When you are convincing yourself, oh, I'm not that tired.
You actually are.
And then you just wake up.
Yeah, you just wake up, and it's...
I did that today.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Got up. You know, 8:00, 8:30, went to church,
mm-hmm.
did all that stuff, and came home, sat on the couch, and I'm like, oh, I'm not real tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up, and I had drool all over myself. It's awesome.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's the story of the fucking South Dakota rounds, when we went back and forth to South Dakota.
I guess supplies. I never really knew that there was two of them.
Yeah. We went out to get that sleeper, and then we went back out a couple weeks later. And then a couple weeks after... No, it wasn't... I wanted to say that a couple weeks after that Logan got married, but that was over the summer that happened, and then Logan got married in the fall. Yeah, that's right. Because it was a while before Logan was going to turn 21, and that's why we just went and got the thing. I fucking forgot that. Jesus. Good Lord. Yeah, that truck. Holy shit. I still can't believe it would happily do 115 and want more.
That's insane.
Yeah, it had RPM left. It would keep pulling. Granted, it was bobtail, but it would keep pulling.
Yeah, but still, even bobtail, that's...
That's moving for a big truck.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that other poor big cam would not do 115.
I know, that gal's tired.
Yeah, and you could watch. Yeah, that guy's fucking had it.
He's spent.
He wants to go home. Any questions, comments, or concerns? Did you just fucking fart?
No.
Go
I don't have to fucking wipe. Motherfucker.
Every time you fart, it sounds so fucking wet. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's dark outside. What time?
It's literally been dark since I've got here almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
It's 6:50.
Oh, it's 7 o'clock then. Oh, whatever.
No biggie.
No biggie, bud.
Really?
Really. All
right.
We're going to have to get Uncle Hesse on here again sometime soon. Just so we can go, oh, really?
Really?
Really? Fucking dickhead.
Well, thanks for tuning in and listening to us talk again.
I guess.
Bye-bye.